As we come marching, marching in the beauty of the day. A million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill-offs gray, are touched by all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we come marching, marching, unnumbered women dead are crying through our singing their ancient cry for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits new. Yes, wheat is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we come marching, marching, we battle too for men, for they are women's children, and we mother them again. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits new. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we come marching, marching, we bring the greater days for the rising of the women. The rising of the human race. No more the drudge and idler, ten who toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories. Bread and roses, bread and roses, but a sharing of life's glories. Bread and roses, bread and roses.
That was Bread and Roses. It was performed by John O'Connor. I just love that lyric. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. That's an old song. It's a song that was written in a time where people gave a shit about the working poor, that, you know, when people didn't have their brains warped beyond fucking recognition by Republican right-wing propaganda. If money isn't your God anymore, if money isn't your God, then, you know, well, you must be some kind of a fucking communist then. Anyways, I'll stop moralizing for a little while and do what I usually do on this show, which is bash. My name is Moishe Moskovitz. This is live from Mount Sinai. Today is June 15th, 2005. I should add that it's 2:44 a.m. The reason why I'm adding that fact is that, you know, there's all these chuckleheads that do these podcasts, and they're like, you know, it's the dumbest shit you've ever heard. It's banal. It's just unbelievably stupid what people talk about. Yet the productions are just so fucking tight. You know, they sound like everyone sounds like professional news people. They're like newscasters, and they're tight, you know? And everyone's trying to, like, replicate TV and or radio, real radio. And it's like, you know, if you come in that prepared, if you're not prepared to do a show at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, or half drunk, as I attempted to do last week, but the show, this, you know, I had a technical fuck up, and the show got whacked. But anyways, if you're doing this show sober and prepared as hell at a normal hour, then you got to have your head examined. You're taking yourself way too seriously, okay? Because, you know, you could put all this effort into podcasting, but here's the thing, okay? No one gives a shit. No one really listens to your podcast. No one listens to my podcast. No one really listens to any of these Chuckleheads podcasts. Okay? You know, everyone's... Oh, shit. I got a call. All right. You know what? Let's get down to business. Okay? Today, I have to bash some Nazis. I'm going to be doing some Nazi bashing. I got some serious retribution to do. I don't know. Is that the word? I don't know. I'm going to do a little Nazi revenge. See, some Nazis came to Boston and from Arkansas and did something very offensive, but let me just get through with my topic list. I'm also want to talk about a psychopath. Actually, a better word is a sociopath called George Bush. Okay. And I also that's George Bush Jr. President George Bush the second. Baby Bush. Although, you know what? I think you could qualify the father as his old man as a sociopath as well. I think, yeah, well, okay. But we're going to talk about Baby Bush, okay? Not Papa Bush. Okay. We will be talking about another Republican slimy son of a bitch. This one is... it's not too well known nationally, but you'll probably be hearing more about him. It's my governor, Republican governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney. We will be talking about that scumbag. You know something? Whenever I don't even need to say scumbag, you know, I use these words because it's like, there's no, you know... I can't think of any Republican political figures that aren't scumbags and assholes. But anyways, let's get the thrust. The main topic of the show today is the Nazis, and I'm gonna go into the Nazis, and there's gonna be some revenge. That is the big moment of my show is my revenge. I'm going to do some get back at them in my own perverse way. But anyways, let me tell you what happened. And you know what? I'm going to play you a little... before I get started, I'm going to play the clip now. No, I won't play the clip now, but I'll give you a little history, okay, before I play the clip. This is what happened. Some Nazis from Arkansas called White Revolution decided to protest on the Jewish on a Jewish holy day called, I believe it's called Yom HaShoah, okay. And You know, it's very offensive because on this holy day is a day where Jews, you know, commemorate, or no, they don't commemorate. They memorialize their dead, the people who the Jews who died in the Holocaust, and so essentially what these Nazis who came in from Arkansas, neo-Nazis, what they essentially they did was they pissed on the dead, and there's actually this memorial service or whatever it was, the memorial was happening in Faneuil Hall in Boston, but adjacent to that, and actually just by accident I came across it last week when I was going to my doctor, but there is a memorial, okay, a Holocaust memorial, and these Nazis were protesting there. And now I'll play you the clip, okay?
Boston, Mother's Day, 2005. The assembly room in Faneuil Hall is full to capacity for the 10th anniversary of the New England Holocaust Memorial. Outside, it's cold and wet, but a crowd gathers. Less than 20 members of an Arkansas-based group, White Revolution, is coming to deny that the Holocaust happened. Local activists of all kinds were determined to respond.
I know there are some people that believe in this free speech stuff. We don't subscribe to that. We don't think scabs have free speech during a strike.
Here, here.
We don't think scumbags who call for religion people have free speech.
Damn right.
And we're here to
Absolutely.
Shut them down. But we'd encourage you all to join us so we are one united voice over there. We want to get that turf so before Nazis show here, we got it, we hold it, we own it.
I think I probably forgot to mention that you can call in. It's only voicemail, okay? You can't call in live. I used to have that feature, but no one called in. and the number is area code 360-246-8837. You can leave him a voice message, and I'll play it in the next show. And if you happen to be a Nazi, I'll play your voicemail. I don't care. I'm an equal opportunity player of voicemails. 360-246-8837. Okay. Anyways, or you can email, but I'd rather have you leave a voicemail. Okay, and I will play it on the next show. I like to address some of the issues. I actually did an entire show, about a month or so ago when the Nazis actually came down. The clip I played you was produced by Brian Zeebrugger. I'm probably mispronouncing his name. Last name is Z. B-R-I-G-E-R. You can get that at, you can get the show on radioforall.net. The name of the show is Boston Rejects White Revolution. Now, I want to sort of dissect this clip that I played, and there's something very disturbing about that clip, and I just wanted to talk about that. But before I say anything, I just want to add that, you know, I am Jewish, okay, and these Nazis are highly offensive to me. It really offends me that they, you know, are pissing on the dead on of, you know, the 6 million brothers and sisters of mine who perished under the Nazis. But I want to go into the clip and what these protesters. I want to quote you what this protester said in this clip that I played. Here we go. Quoting, "I know that there are some people that believe in this free speech stuff. We don't subscribe to that." Well, you know something? I just want to, you know, I want to say this. Everyone has the right to free speech. Everyone should have the right to free speech. And even Nazis should have the right to free speech. You know, it doesn't prevent people from being assholes, but people have the right to be assholes. And this idea that people shouldn't have the right to free speech offends me even more than the Nazis. Because it's such a stupid idea that people should be denied the right to free speech, because this is what they don't understand. This is why the concept is so moronic. Because if the Nazis aren't allowed to say what they want to say, then I can't say what I need to say about the Nazis. Okay? That's the problem. Okay? You can't have your cake and eat it too. Okay? You can't have it both ways. You can't have it your way. In fact, the idea that you could have it your way, okay, is really, it's really a Nazi concept of denying others rights. That's a concept of Nazism. Anyways, he goes, this is another quote that this guy said, taken from the clip. He said, "We want to get that turf before the Nazis show here. We got it, we hold it, we own it." Well, here's the fucking problem here. This turf that he's talking about, and I was there last week, this is public property, all right? This is not, this doesn't belong to him. This doesn't, the person who stated this, it doesn't belong to the Nazis. This is communal property. It doesn't belong to anyone. You have no right to hold turf, to defend this so-called turf, or own this turf. This turf, this property belongs to the people, and you have no right being militant, okay, and telling people what you know, where they can stand, where they can protest. You know, you have no right to deny others the freedom of speech. Okay. You know, I did a story about another group of Nazis in this country. They're called Republicans. Okay, they're sort of lightweight Nazis, but they're you know, maybe, you know, I probably should not call them Nazis, but I could, because that's, when I call them Nazis, I'm sort of diminishing what the real Nazis really were, okay? So I don't want to, I don't like to call the Republicans Nazis, and I sort of broke my rule, but they certainly are fascists, okay? But I did another story, I did another show, at least part of a show, on how during the Republican National Convention, what the Republicans basically did was they had sort of a, they were in bed with the police in New York, and they, and their a way of you know, denying people of free speech, how they denied people free speech was by having very, very restrictive places where people could protest, and also what they did a lot of was throw people in jail, okay? And they, you know, they kept them longer than they should have kept them. I think they could only keep people, you can only keep people, arrest people for 24 hours unless you could, unless you have a charge. But essentially they subverted justice and they arrested people. You know, and that's, and what they did was they took away these fascist Republicans also took away free speech from the people. Now, this is these so-called left wingers, these people that you know, you know, let me just, before I go on, let me just say that I am a socialist. I'm proud of being a socialist. Socialism has nothing to do. I just want to make it clear that socialism has nothing to do with taking away speech from others. It has nothing to do. In fact, socialism embraces the idea of communal property. At least some socialists, like myself. Okay, I find it very offensive when people stake out public property and think that they can do whatever the fuck they please and use it for commercial interests, etc. But anyways, let me get on. I told you I was going to get exact revenge on these Nazis, and I will do that. But before I do that, let me just say that I think that I did not show up for this protest, okay, for this counter-protest. I mean, the Nazis were doing the protest. I didn't show up for the counter-protest. I thought it was wrong, okay? It was in poor taste, and this is why. This was a solemn day for Jews, okay? This was a day where they were commemorating commemorating, okay? This is the day where they were mourning the loss of all the souls that perished during the Holocaust. This was not a day for counter-protesting or protesting. This was a day of mourning, okay? And it was just not, this was not a day to protest. Or counter-protest, okay? It was just, I don't think it was appropriate. I think that if you wanted to do a counter-protest, this was done on Mother's Day, okay? You should have done the counter-protest on the following week, okay? And then come out. Let the fucking Nazis, we had the moral high ground, okay? And let the we should have let the Nazis come out and shame themselves, okay? And then we could come out, okay? And you know what? We didn't need to have any protesting. We can just hold up, show photos of Auschwitz or whatever, okay? What we could have taken that moral high ground ball and just ran with it, okay? There was no need to have this violent protest, okay? There was some small incidents of violence, okay? But there was verbal violence. It was verbal aggression. Let's put it that way. Unnecessary verbal aggression. Okay. Again. Everyone has the right to free speech, okay? This is a God-given right to free speech, let me add, okay? This is not only a right under the First Amendment, it is also the right granted to us by God, okay? Anyways, let me finish off. I'm going to do... I'm going to protest. As I say, I'm going to exact revenge against these Nazis, and I'm going to do against white revolution. I'm going to do it in my own way. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to have a little sip of water, and then I'm going to do it. I am back, and I also, what I forgot to do was get my Confederate flag, okay? I have an actual Confederate flag here. Actually, it's not really an actual Confederate flag. It is a Confederate beach blanket. You know, it's got the, it's the Confederate flag. It's just not a blanket. I don't know how to articulate it, you know. If you've ever been in the South, or at least when I was in the South, I don't know, 25 or 30 years ago, there's Confederate beach blankets everywhere, okay? And I don't know why I still have this fucking thing. I should have gotten rid of it a long time ago. Because it's offensive. But I don't know, for some reason I kept it. I remember bitching and whining to my parents, I really Confederate the beak thing, you know? And they gave it to me. But anyways, now at least I'm gonna put this thing to good use. And I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do with it. I am going to use it, okay, to wipe my ass with. Now, let me tell you why I'm going to do this, and this is symbolic, okay? Now these Nazis came to Boston, to my home turf, okay, to piss on my dead, okay, to piss on my blood. Well, you know something? What I'm going to do is I am going to shit on the symbol which represents the Confederacy, these Nazis, these Arkansas Nazis. They are really sort of neo-Confederates, and what I'm essentially doing is pissing on their blood. I'm shitting on their blood. Okay, I'm going to defecate on their blood. They piss on my blood. I am going to defecate on their blood. Okay, I'm going to defecate on the evil things in which the Confederacy stands for. Okay, well, namely, slavery and you know, on numerous other things which I'm not going to get into here. But let me get up. And you know what? I forgot to shut my shade. I'm going to do that. So I won't have my, even though it's now like 3:15 in the morning, I won't have my neighbors looking in on me wiping my ass. Okay, I'm pulling my underwear down. Unfortunately, I wear my mic on my head. I wish I could. I sort of mic my pants being pulled down. I can't do that. But what I will do is go down here and reach over for my blanket, and I'm now bending over to get maximum depth. I don't know what you call it. Sort of like I'm sort of like, have you ever been to the doctor's office? I don't think they do this to women, but you know, for men, they take this thing or something, they jam it so far up your ass, it's practically coming up out your mouth, you know? It's brutal. But I wanna push this fucking offensive Confederate thing as deep into my asshole as I can, and I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna do it on three, and I'm gonna push this fucker deep. Okay, one, two, three. Okay, it's a good wipe I got there. I got that thing deep. Let me see. Oh. Shit, there's no shit on it. Okay. I was hoping that I'd get some real fecal matter. I know you wouldn't be able to see it, but at least I would have had some enthusiasm over it. I really want that. I wanted to really shit on this Confederate flag, but fortunately I'm constipated today, and there's nothing moving. Okay, I don't know. I have to wait. What is the expression? I have to wait to a more regular. But I assure you, folks, that I will wipe my ass with this later, and there will be shit on it. Believe me, when I'm able to do it, I will shit on this flag. I can't do it now, I'd really like to burn this flag after that, but I'd probably set off the fire alarm, so I'm not going to do that. I'll just throw it in the garbage where it belongs, but not until after I shit on the flag, on your Confederate piece of shit flag, you nasty fucking neo-Nazis. Okay, just one other thing I wanted to address. This is something when I did the Nazi show the last time. I really didn't drill this one home, and the reason why I didn't drill it home is because the Reverend who I did the show with, I didn't want. The Nazis, if they want to get, retribution, I didn't want them to, like, track him down and, kill him or anything like that. But, I'm not afraid of the Nazis, okay? And, they know where I, they know where Boston is. I'm in Boston. And, but I just want to add this, that, The Nazis, for some reason, they have, what I've done is I've acquired this image, and in my blog, you'll see the image. I'm going to put it right there. But they have this, like, photo of, like, the eyes, okay, the top portion of face of something that, someone who resembles Boy George, who is it's sexually ambiguous a photo. And this is, on whiterevolution.com. And it's like, it really made me question, their sexual, what's the word, identity, their, I don't know, let's put it this way, I think it really implanted in my mind some question as to whether these people were really committed heterosexuals. Now, I don't want to bash gay people, homosexuals, that's not my point. I'm just saying that these Nazis, if they're listening, they acknowledge that. Or maybe not acknowledge that, but I want to make sure that they knew that. And if you want to, what are you going to do? What are they going to do? This is the reason why I don't give a shit about saying this, okay? I'm almost 40, man, and it's like, I don't even remember the last time I had sex, let me rephrase it, I remember it, I just don't remember when. It was, all I know was years ago. I haven't had sex for years, I haven't had a job for longer. It's like, I don't give a shit, They'll be doing me a favor by killing me, if they want to torture me, well, I guess that, let them, you fucking Nazis, come and get me, you Nazis, come and get me, you homo Nazis, I don't know, I actually don't want to sound like I'm some kind of gay basher. There's nothing wrong with being gay, okay? The only problem is in not acknowledging your homoerotic desires. I've acknowledged them on my show before, okay? I've had desires. I've never acted on them. It's sort of like too late to act on them now. It's like, you know, it's like the thought of some, like, having sex with some guy, some man my age, some crusty old guy, it's a gross out. I mean, I don't ever want to have, I don't want to do that. It's hard enough for me to imagine having sex with a woman my age, you know? Because, it's, you know, face it, 40-year-olds have a lot of crust, you know? It's not, I don't know how, you know, sometimes I wonder, how do people, like 40-year-olds, 40-year-old and older, have sex? It's because it's so gross. But anyways, so it's, I just wanted to make that, stress that point. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with being gay, okay, or being, or having homoerotic desires, like these neo-Nazis, okay. The problem is, not acknowledging them, because, you know, I'm secure enough in my manhood. I'm a man, you know. I'm sort of half a man, but because I'm just like this poor schlep that does this pathetic podcast, but at least, you know, I'm secure in my it doesn't bother me, you know, to say that, you know, I've had thoughts. That's okay. But I wanted to make sure that the Nazis know that their sexuality has been challenged. That's my main point that I want to get across. And if they want to come and get me, you know, bring it on, you fucking Nazis. Okay. You know, and another thing, shame on you, you Nazi fucks, for coming over here to my hometown, to my turf, and pissing on my dead. How dare you do that? Shame on you, Nazis. You misguided fools. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna wrap the show. And I will get on to it. I stayed much longer on the Nazi subject than I wanted to, and I don't really feel like doing the talking about these two scumbag asshole Republicans, George Bush and Governor Mitt Romney. But I will talk about these heinous devils, these Satans. You can't really use the word Satans, because that's plural. There's only one Satan, and that's George Bush. Romney is a demon. Okay, there can't be two Satans. But I will talk about these two demonic forces of evil. I will talk about George Bush, the sociopath, on my next podcast. And I think that's about it. And let me do the credits. All right. I like to. Okay. No, actually, I didn't play any John Truby today, so I won't thank him. But anyways, if you wanna, for more information about John Truby, yeah, I usually play a John Truby song, you know, to start out the show. But I decided instead this week to play the other song that I'm so screwed up, my notes are so screwed up that I can't tell you. This week I played John O'Connor. But okay, for more information about John Truby, go to talkwarrior.com, my website. Okay. Now, this week I play John O'Connor because it's such a pretty song. I mean, it's such a pretty song, you know. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. You know, it's so poignant. You know, it's just there's so much meaning behind that. It's deep, man. It's just way beyond. You know, I it's that. I just know my IQ is under 100, but I know that there's something, like, if only I was, like, a little smart, if my IQ was into the triple digit range, I know that I would be getting something really, even I could just smell the depth of the song. And but anyway, but yeah, it's Bread and Roses. The song is called, and the show that I took this from is called Building Bridges. Okay, I found it on RadioForAll.net. The show again was Building Bridges. John O'Connor sings songs of the Wobblies. Wobblies are they are industrial workers of the world. I don't know why they call themselves Wobblies. I don't know a lot about them. They're communists. That I know. We don't really advance communism on this show. I have no issues with it. You know, I'm a socialist, but this is not a political show. We don't have a political agenda. We have a religious agenda on this show. This show is I'm here to fight evil. Okay? I'm here to try to impress upon you the law of God. Okay? I think that's important. Okay? Let me see. Going on to my credits. Before I do that, let me get into that other clip I played. Boston Rejects White Revolution was produced again by Brian Bridger. I don't know. Z-B-R-I-G-E-R. You can get this at RadioForAll.net. Okay, the show was Boston Rejects White Revolution. Okay, and I really appreciate the footage from both these parties. I really do. Thank you. Let me go on with my credits. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. If you need to excerpt it, I probably won't mind, but just send me an email and I'll give you the permission. That's all I want, man. Well, I'll see you on the next show. I'm not sure when I'm going to do my next show, but it'll probably be sooner than later. Hopefully I won't be killed by a Nazi by then. But you know what? Maybe that's the best thing that could happen to me. I don't know. Maybe they'll be doing me a favor. Okay. Let me wrap it. Let me shut up. Let me wrap it. All right. Take it easy.